Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Hello and welcome to Crackin' Crime. I'm your host, Jamie Tilson.
Co-host, Seth.
I come in all strong and you just like barely come in.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the story of his life, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway.
My actions speak louder than your words.
All right, I'm dropping pins all over the place. It's fine. It doesn't matter. I'll edit it.
No, you won't.
All right. It's been a couple of weeks, as per usual. So anyways, it's a new episode. We're bringing you new stuff. It's planting season, so that means we're going to have some of you guys listening to us again out in the tractors, and, you know, so good luck. I hope that you guys, hope it's all going well.
Good luck for everyone except for Larson.
I hope you're having really long days, Larson.
Yeah, I hope long, hot. I hope your air conditioner or your heat breaks down, whatever tractor you're in. You're just sitting there sweating your ass off.
So, right now, it's the Husker spring game. They're playing right now. So Seth and I were just talking about the spring game. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Matt Rhule.
I know. I hope that he does good. I really do.
I think he will. I don't know if we'll be great the first year, but I think he'll build it the way he wants it.
Well, I think that the curse is real. I really do. So I was just explaining to him the Solich-Kirch curse.
Yeah.
Yeah. I believe it was real completely. So, I mean, Tom Osborne leaves. Frank Solich is the offensive coordinator. And then he takes over as head coach. Bo Pelini is our defensive coordinator, number one defense in the country. Everything's going pretty good for a couple of years. Eric Crouch, Heisman, national championship, which we shouldn't have been in that game, but we were there. Did not compete against Miami that year. And then the next year, not that great. Still got a bowl game, though, right? Mm-hmm. And then they fire Solich. And then Bo Pelini steps in as the head coach. And then he wins the bowl game with that team. And then they were looking for a coach. And this was all the Scott Peterson. I believe it was Scott Peterson. Was our AD. And then all of a sudden, they bring in Callahan. Yeah, Callahan.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was just the start of the whole thing. And then Pelini comes in. He does really pretty good for the most part. I mean, he never had a losing season. Always had bowl games. Competed for multiple conference championships. But we couldn't pull one out. We never pulled out a big game that, like, if they were like, you're playing against number one Ohio or Ohio State, and they're like, no way we win, then they would just walk all over us. We didn't pull out the games we shouldn't have won. And that was what everybody was complaining about. And then, so then they ended up getting rid of Pelini. And, you know, the whole rest of the story.
Here we go. Ever since.
Right. I even think that Scott Frost was a great coach. there's people that try to tell me all this behind the scenes stuff where he was like a frat boy again. And I mean, it was what it is. I didn't see that. I don't know if any of that's true. That's just now what people are saying. I liked him as the coach, but he couldn't have a winning season. Now we have Matt Rhule. I know nothing about this guy.
I do.
It looks impressive, right? I've heard impressive stats and blah, 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 but I don't care about any of that because the Solich curse is still in effect. So if you're paying any attention right now, the 45s, because Frank Solich played for the Huskers also. He was a fullback. Number 45. So now the 45s on the field are highlighted in honor of Frank Solich. And
they'll be like that during the games?
Yep, for the rest of the season. We are honoring the shit out of Frank Solich. Opening game, he's coming back. We've been saying forever, it's an ongoing thing, that you have to bring him back and have him stand on the 50-yard line. He's got to stand out there on a 50-yard line. And then that's going to hopefully break this curse, right? They're doing it. I'm not even fucking kidding. So they're honoring the shit out of Frank Solich right now. And this is even what messed up the Scott Frost thing. Because we needed to honor Frank Solich some way. Yeah, and they're doing it. So there's no more curse. It's going to be gone after this year. We're going to be national prominence. I mean, it's just, I already know it. Yeah. So the curse is a lifted. Not yet.
Matt Rhule turned around Temple and Baylor in a couple years, but the first year he did bad at both.
One win season. All statistics. I could go on statistical about all kinds of other stuff. The soulish Kurt. Curse. I keep saying Kurt. I think my headphone's too loud. It's messing me up.
Echoing into mine and yours.
Yeah.
Yeah, calm down.
It's entering back in, and then I'm like mispronouncing stuff. Anyways, it's driving me nuts.
You sound very dumb.
Do I?
It's idiotic.
I'm just saying. Yeah, you can statistics, and watch what he did, watch what they did, watch what they did. Yeah, the curse is real. Okay?
Okay.
All right. It's going to be gone. They've finally realized that it's real. And they are honoring...
Sponsors? Or,
not the Huskers right now. No. Huh? No, if they should be, yeah.
I would like to donate a can of mace to the co-host here. That would be nice. Pepper spray, taser, anything.
Oh, all right. Well, let's moving on. Moving on. We've been talking about the Huskers. We are very big. We just wait. Because if any of you tune in, we will be talking UFC stuff and we talk Husker stuff. The whole point of this podcast is entertainment, and that's what we are giving you. Yeah, you're having fun. Don't even act like you're not. All right. Because I'm having fun. That's all that matters at this point. All right. So, moving on. Let's start chatting about all of our social media accounts. Yeah. We haven't been that active on anything. Really, Seth is letting us down. He's not posting funny memes, anything. So if you guys want to reach out, tell him, get more active on our social media. I've done all I can do. You know what I mean?
Have you posted anything on there?
No, it's been a while. Yeah, but this is about you, all right? We are getting after you about this right now. You're the one that's just sitting around the house. Yeah.
Right. Icing my second surgery in 7 months?
Yeah. Weird. You are...
Weird.
Yeah.
I just checked the time. I'm like, how long is this going to go on? Things to do.
But anyway, check us out. All of our social media accounts. We do usually post a bunch of fun stuff and have some fun with it. We haven't for a little while now, just we haven't had the time. So if we do have some time again, leading into that is our Patreon. Yeah, that will help give us a little bit more time. So yeah. Go become a member of our Patreon. Check us out, Patreon at Kraken Crime. Same thing with all of our social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. You don't have to show me the Taco Bell gift card that's still sitting here. We still have to give that away. But we are talking social media, everything at Kraken Crime. At Patreon, or go to Patreon at Kraken Crime. Go check it out. You can give a little bit if you want. It's whatever. We're gonna help Seth get a better chair. That's what we're going for. Yeah. And then he's in a really uncomfortable fold up chair today.
Very.
Yeah, my chair is very comfortable still. But that's fine. That's what we do. I have a really nice little tiny chair over here that's a really chair. But you've never liked that one for never some weird it. Reason.
No.
I know, I don't get it. So we're trying to get him a comfortable chair. So help us out. Become a Patreon. We do put out new content like once every few months on Patreon. We're trying to be better. Okay, we are. Garcia, you won that beef jerky. We're still going to get that to you. All right. Don't give up on me. You'd be watching in the mail for that. All right. That beef jerky is coming. Speaking of failed giveaways, that's the only one though. When I gave away those, floor mats, that person came and they were boom. They got their floor mats right away. It was fantastic.
Yep.
Got all these floor mats just sitting here right now. Tilson Customs, that's one of my side businesses, and that is who gives away all of our stuff. So go check out Tilson Customs. Also, that is where we have some of this podcast stuff. Help grow it, and we'll start putting some merchandise on there that says Tilson Customs. Yeah. So we are sponsored completely by Tilson Customs. They're the ones that keep us flowing. And then we are currently doing a giveaway, B. John's Jerky and Tilson Customs have come together for some beef jerky, and we're Taco Bell. Yeah, we're I'm all over the place.
I need the mace. I need a bat.
Oh man. So as you can tell, we are very prepared. we are doing a Taco Bell giveaway from the Taco Bell Strangler episode.
And it's so been long like a month ago, I don't even know what.
Dude,
you
we've only
to
done
do
like
to...
two episodes since then.
Yeah,
that's
a month and
how
a half ago.
We can't get you over here to do this very often anymore. He tries to tell me how busy he is, ladies and gentlemen. It is redonkulous. We do have this, and we are going to give it away. It's sitting right here. So, go check out our TikTok. The one from the Taco Bell Strangler. Yeah, and do everything that we said on that one. So go listen to that episode, and then come back to this episode.
Right now. Pause.
Right now. Pause this right now. Go check out the Taco Bell Strangler. Come back, and then figure out what you got to do to get this Taco Bell gift card. It's sitting here. We don't want it anymore. We're going to use it.
Yeah.
I love Taco Bell. Yeah, we are not sponsored in any way, shape, or form by Taco Bell.
We'd like to be.
What we should be. Yeah. So get a hold of your local Taco Bells. Tell them, contact me on all of our social media accounts. All right. Have I covered everything?
I think so. And a lot more.
And a lot more. And then some. All right, good. I was just thinking that there was something else I needed to cover.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Probably just the story.
Just the story?
Yeah, what state are we going with? We're going to freestyle it.
We are freestyling it today because we have been a little busy. And I did hear one, and it's going to be a good story, but we need to research that one. I just found it this morning. Otherwise, we were just talking about freestyling. But that story is going to be a pretty good one. So I'm actually pretty excited. I didn't even know that that was a thing. It was from the 80s, and it's a murder. And so I'll research that one. And then I think maybe next week, let's try to put something out.
Okay.
And then, so we'll both maybe research this one coming up.
Next week's specialty sale.
What's that?
Specialty sale next weekend.
What does that mean?
Well, Thursday, Friday. Specialty sale. The big auction. I told you about last year.
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm going to that. I'm in. Like Flynn.
I got to call you when I get home. After this, I got to go home to clean the dishes. Then I'm calling you.
Right.
While she's there so we can. Because I got to lie. I got to lie to my boss. I'm like, hey, I just came back. I need Friday off. It's the exact same thing that happened when I came back from my shoulder.
You realize that you just told...
He doesn't listen to this.
You just told millions of people that you're going
to
do that.
Millions? There's like four
you
in
just
Dubai.
Told, you just told some people.
Less
tens,
than 100.
You just told tens of people.
He just told countless singles. At least 12.
At least 12. Now, we're still getting fairly... I mean, like us and share us, you know what I mean. Go give us 5 stars, too. That helps push the algorithms. It gets us out to more people so we can get to millions. Because
you want to hear us talk about a football team you probably never even heard of? You know, like, this is the place
during football season, we're going to talk about a ton of football. Right. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, that's what we do. I'm surprised we haven't done a podcast following in UFC in a while, because usually when we chat about the UFCs, I mean...
A bunch of fights have been announced yesterday.
Have they? Oh, that's going to be awesome. We're going to have to watch those. We always enjoy watching the UFC fights.
Week and a half from today, 2 weeks from today is the next big one, next event.
Is it like a good card? Is it a big card?
Yeah. So Oliveira was supposed to fight Darius, but they... moved it to the next one.
Darius Rucker?
Yeah. No.
I was going to say, I didn't think that Darius Rucker had gone into UFC, but... I mean...
He's a black sheep. Get it? Because, like, he's the only black country guy. Is that racist?
Yeah, a little bit.
I didn't mean for it to be. I love Darius Rucker.
I love Darius Rucker. I was just saying that everything that he does is freaking fantastic.
Yeah, I know.
He went from, what is that, like, more poppy? He did, like, pop music? Then he went into country, and he's just killing it on
it's
both of
them. Country.
Yeah.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
It's like Tiger Woods, best golfer ever. Darius Rucker, best country guy ever. I'm just saying, like, you always got that one guy. Like,
yeah, just quit digging. You're just digging.
One of these days, a black guy's going to play hockey, and we're going to be like, fuck, they don't let us have nothing. Stay out of, I almost said tennis. That's out the window, too, already. They're just better at sports than we are. Moving on. Anyway. So... this is Sterling versus Guido. He's coming back.
Oh,
Triple
nice.
C's back to fight for that title.
Yeah, that sounds
good. And
right.
Burns, who just beat, what's his name? Who just beat Masvidal? He's fighting Muhammad.
Already?
Those are both top 5 people.
Well, he didn't even hardly break a sweat during that last fight. So.
And then Andre versus Jan Andrade.
Oh,
she's
nice.
She's a good fighter. Bryce Mitchell is fighting the Arkansas boy. Knocks people out.
Speaking of that, has Masvidal, since that last fight that he was unsuccessful,
he's done.
He's
retired.
They were basically saying that on the Joe Rogan podcast.
He's retired.
Well, I mean.
He's done for. The one after that is Nunes versus Pereira.
I love Nunes.
And then Oliveira versus Darius. That's the only two they have on that card so far.
Oh. We'll see when it gets closer.
McGregor's going to fight Chandler later this year.
Yeah, I'm not excited to watch. Dude's got so much money. He doesn't have the desire to. I think he's hurting. He's tarnishing his legacy by keep coming back. He should just keep doing whiskeys now and enjoy your millions. I mean, come back, sit ringside, do the coaching thing.
He's
going to
make another $8-9 million doing this fight, though.
That's
so why
stupid,
not?
Though. So he makes a few more million, but he's already worth millions and millions.
Well, Poirier did say both times they fought, these last two times, he said right in the beginning of it, he hit him and he was buzzed. Like, if he'd have followed through, he could have got him. So he hits so hard,
he might get lucky. He doesn't have the desire.
He's
not near as hungry. He wanted to be a superstar. He is a superstar. Now he's just not the same guy. So I don't know. That's my 2 cents. I don't know. And I mean, I watch a lot of fighting. So
I think you watch only the fights that I watch with you.
No.
Which is not a lot. It's like once a month.
I know.
I watch a lot of fights. You don't. Right.
I don't know what any of that has to do with anything.
What state are we going on here?
Oh, you want to you want to get on with the podcast all of a sudden?
We're 30 minutes in.
Oh, they don't come here for the stories. They come here for the talking. All right. I have not even announced it yet. So let's announce it. All right. This week, we're going to cover, we're doing a state. We're doing freestyle. We are doing Idaho. And if you don't know how to pronounce that, that's I-duh-ho. Mm-hmm. Idaho. Yeah.
Thanks. We're an English professor, too.
That just happened. The name's origin remains a mystery. In the early 1860s, when the U.S. Congress was considering organizing a new territory in the Rocky Mountains, the name Idaho was suggested by George Willing. Yeah. And that's all that I'm going to talk about that.
Weird.
It's in the northwest of the United States. We have a sister up there. So another reason that we kind of picked it, we wanted to chat about some Idaho.
We didn't pick anything. I suggested Oregon. I just found out that it's Idaho. I didn't even know. You know why you ask me things.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but Idaho was one of the hardest hit of the Pacific Northwest states during the Great Depression. Prices plummeted for their crops. In 1932, a bushel of potatoes was only 10 cents compared to $1.51 in 1919. Yeah. Which is ridiculous because I eat potatoes with everything.
Yep.
What? I said everything.
Everything?
Everything.
Love potatoes.
Yeah. Idaho farmers saw their income of $686 in 1929 drop to $250 by 1932. In recent years, Idaho has expanded its commercial base as a tourism and agricultural state to include science and technology services. Yeah. Anything that you would like to know in specific about Idaho that you would like me to tell you?
Nope.
Are you sure?
Yep.
All right. I would like to know, what's the size of Boise?
Huh?
Boise? What's one of the cities?
Yeah, I know.
Cities?
Boise, Idaho.
Boise, Idaho.
What about it?
What's the size?
I don't know. It's the capital, isn't it?
I have no goddamn clue. There's a population of 1,754,208 2018. Increase of 37,000 people from the prior year. An increase of 186,000 since 2010. Hmm. Yeah, these are all statistics. Yeah. I figured that you would like a couple of statistics.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. The 560,000 Boise metropolitan area. 1,998 homeless people in Idaho. I don't know where they get those statistics, but that's the statistic that they've got. I don't know.
What kind of crime they got going on up there?
Why would we talk about crime? Oh, the whole crackin' crime thing. Oh.
Yeah, you're the one that picked that name.
State government. All right. Whew. Here we go. Give me a second.
Yep.
Let's do some FBI statistics. You want to know some statistics? Or you want to know about, ooh, violent crime? What do you want to know about? Lewiston.
If you ask me a question and then interrupt me again, I will throw something at you.
There's Boise, population 231,000. Violent crime, 649. Four murders?
No, there's a lot of... it's not the right episode for me to say this, but if you Google funny Idaho arrests, this must have just happened. January 2nd this year, there's a... Apparently a whole lot of white nationalists got arrested for something. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah. 31 people with ties to white nationalists arrested.
Huh.
Yeah. Well, allegedly believed to be front extremists. That's not funny at all.
That is not.
Why would they
so
put that there?
When I was doing some research for funny crime, Idaho, not much came up at all. But the main thing, crime, Idaho, was the Idaho Killer.
Yeah.
That's the one that kept popping up on everything. So we would need to do it.
Koberger? Is that his name? Koberger? Brian Koberger, OCD, libertarian, vegan, who...
Yeah, Koberger.
Yeah. SWAT team, got him.
Yep.
He's a vegan.
Oh.
I didn't know vegans were violent.
I don't know what that has to do with. Maybe he was hungry.
What?
Maybe he was hungry.
That could be it. I get pretty angry when I'm hungry.
I know. Yeah. It says, early morning, November 13th. Does it say a year? Do you have a year over there?
No, but I have a Idaho man threw his Tupperware meth in the river while evading police.
I do have some crazy laws. So it's against the law to live in a dog kennel unless you're a dog. I'm not joking.
Shit.
Oh, wow. In Idaho Falls, it's illegal to ride a motorcycle if you're over the age of 88. Apparently there's a... I don't know. It's my 89th birthday. God damn it, I gotta sell the Harley.
That sucks.
You know you're not allowed to ride the merry-go-round on a Sunday?
Why?
I guess. Apparently it's illegal to ride the merry-go-round on a Sunday. It's apparently illegal to buy onions after dark without a permit.
What?
You can't sell chickens after sundown without permission from the sheriff.
Oh. People are knocking on his door.
Like, oh, what's up, Billy? All right, so I want to sell this chicken to Chuck over here, but the sun did go down, so we didn't get her done before the daylight. So, all right, I tell you what, you got permission. You better give me written permission, Sheriff. You better go ahead and write her down. Okay.
I've been fooled before.
That fucking sheriff before you, he told me. He said, go ahead, but then wrote me a ticket for it.
That's funny.
Are you finding anything?
Nothing good. Irate Idaho driver resists arrest for drug abuse. That's not very funny.
I'm not joking. I'm cramping really bad right now.
Are you cramping over there?
Oh. I'm trying to figure out a way not to make my leg lock up. All right. So hopefully she... All right. Hunting with a remote using the internet is punishable by law. I don't even know what that means. The law says nothing about hunting with a remote without the internet. What? Hunting with a remote. I don't get that. I don't get it at all. It's illegal to hunt from a helicopter, whether it's in the air or not.
I got one that says, Idaho fact, there is a law that one citizen cannot give another citizen a bag of candy that weighs more than 50 pounds. Yeah. A lot of people have this law turned around and think that you are not allowed to give your significant other less than 50 pounds of candy.
I wonder how often they write some of these.
Snakes are also not allowed to bite people on a Sunday unless there is a snowstorm.
Holy shit. Selling an Idaho Deluxe potato with rot, blemishes, or sun damage can get you sent to jail for up to 6 months.
Jeez.
Must be a misdemeanor. In Pocatello, you're required by law to smile.
What?
Yeah. It's prohibited for pedestrians and motorists to display frowns, grimaces, scowls, threatening and glowering looks, gloomy and depressed facial appearances, generally all of which reflect unfavorably upon the city's reputation. It says in this to turn that frown upside down. Oh, PDA, public displays of affection, in Idaho, limited to under 18 minutes. So 15 minutes of making out on the park bench, you're okay.
That's yeah. fucking
make it up to 20, illegal.
That's 16 more than I need. How am I? Well.
Can't sweep dirt from one's house into the street. The state of Idaho forbids you from fishing off the back of a camel. How many camels do you see up there?
Probably a lot.
I don't think there's any camels up there.
You don't think so?
I don't know. We'll have to ask. We also got Cousin Kendra's up there. We could ask her. So before you search from a different mammal to fish from the back of, know that giraffes are also off limits. Hmm. So no fishing off the back of a camel or a giraffe. Apparently those are illegal.
It's good to know. Good to know.
And then apparently, according to the mayhem section of the Idaho Criminal Code, cannibalism is illegal unless it's necessary to survive.
Hmm.
Very odd.
Where does that line be get drawn?
I have no idea. Like, all right, well, I know that it was the middle of summer, but I thought that I was going to die. So I went ahead and ate him.
Is that your homeless guy? Are you going to eat him? What happens with you?
That's awesome. And not good at all. No, that
not
was
good
very,
at all.
It was terrible and hilarious.
Yeah, things aren't going well.
Oh, my computer, man. Come on.
Idaho's kind of a, man, I hate to say it, it's kind of a boring state. I can't find anything.
Well, we could have done
here.
More than like 20 minutes worth of research, too. Yeah. But, I mean, we got lives. You know, what do you want to do? I mean, you start a podcast and you think, what, I got to know everything about everything? Jeez. All right, more laws. Selling a damaged potato is one of the main ones that keeps popping up here. So don't do that if you're in Idaho. That's not in anything else I've seen. Can't hunt from a helicopter, so I hope nobody's trying to do that. there's another key. It's illegal to not smile.
There's a lot of odd laws there.
In the town of Eagle, you're not allowed to take a bicycle onto a tennis court.
You're not allowed to bicycle on a tennis court?
You're not allowed to ride your bicycle across there. So if you're listening and you happen to be an Eagle and you keep thinking you want to ride your bicycle across that tennis court, don't do it. It's illegal.
Nothing on
okay, there. There's a legally enforced act of courtesy, a law in the town of, ooh, man, Coeur d'Alene? Ooh, I don't know. Has a strict procedure outlined for officers who might believe a couple is engaging in romantic act inside of the vehicle. After pulling up behind the car in question, officers must sound the horn 3 times. and then wait a full 2 minutes before they can exit the patrol vehicle and approach the suspects.
That gives old Billy plenty of time to put that meth up his ass.
That's unreal. Apparently that was happening a lot. They're like, this is the fifth traffic stop this week. They're having sex in that car when I walk up there. Yeah, I don't know what to do anymore. I tell you what we're going to do. All right, you're going to honk the horn 3 times. Then you watch. You make sure they's getting dressed in there. All right? And then you go ahead and approach the vehicle. But you better, you know what it's going to take? Let them finish. All right, so it's going to take a solid 2 minutes.
120 seconds.
Yeah. So you start counting. And I want you 1 Idaho, 2 Idaho. No, you ain't saying Mississippi. All right, you say 1 Idaho, 2 Idaho, 3 Idaho. You get to 120, and then you can walk up there. Now, God damn it, Billy. You've had all the time. Now, get up. Come on. Start getting dressed.
That's funny. Break it up.
Break it up now. Give y'all time I'm required by law to do.
Well, Idaho we're definitely going to have to do another episode.
Speaking of Idaho, did you know that Louisiana has the highest homicide rate in the nation? Damn old Louisiana. Alabama might have the most dangerous state for motorists. Washington, D.C., the worst property crime rate in America. Natural disasters wreak the most devastation on Texans. That's crazy. West Virginia has the highest annual per capita deaths when all causes are combined.
Do you know that in Los Angeles, California, it's illegal to hunt an animal while you're driving unless it's a whale?
I actually did know that. Oddly enough, that was one of those laws that I just knew.
Speaking of hunting, what perhaps left over when apparently moth hunting is a thing. Did you know that?
Dude, there's this night we were, when I lived over on Tilden Street years and years ago, we were in my garage and my dad was over there with me. So we have this little get together going on, all these people over there. My dad's wearing a black t-shirt, right? And all of a sudden, this looked like a goddamn bird was flying around in the garage. This thing was, I'm not even shitting. I mean, it was, you know, bigger than a softball. This thing was freaking massive. Okay? And it's flying around in the garage. We're like, what the hell? And then it lands on my dad's shoulder. And it was a fucking moth. This thing was just humongous. Okay? Jeez. And we're all looking at it like, what the fuck is that? So, when you tell me moth hunting, yeah, some of them motherfuckers is huge.
That's funny.
Yeah.
It's illegal to hunt moths underneath a light while it's on at night. It's cheating, because they're
oh, it's so easy. Yeah.
Yeah. It's illegal.
And I can't tell you how my sister, so your aunt Amber, she is scared to death of moths.
Why?
Not even shit. If she's sitting there and then all of a sudden a moth comes in, she will freak the fuck out. Yeah. So then you got, and these, it's not like they're hard to, you just swat the things down. You know what I mean? But so, no. Anyway, yes, I get that. I see the hunting of these things. You let them go too long, they get fucking huge. Okay?
That's crazy. I've never seen one that, I've seen some big ones that were like 3 inches or something like that.
Yeah, no, this thing was bigger than a softball. It was humongous. I remember who all was in the garage. But they're called something. That, I think it's really simple. I think it's like giant moth. But I'm not joking. These things get freaking huge. And I had never knew that that was even a thing. Do you know that Texas is the state with the highest annual deaths from animal attacks?
Is it really? Well, that makes sense.
Kinda. Yeah. West Virginia leads the nation in accidental opioid overdose deaths. California has produced more serial killers than any other state. Oklahoma experiences the highest rate of domestic violence. California has the worst air quality in America. shaving years off of life expectancy. Crazy to me.
Very.
Huh. Anyway, not a bad little website. Just doesn't have nothing about Idaho. It's because
nothing has nothing about Idaho.
No.
It's the worst state ever to pick.
Yeah, well, we got to cover. Oh, hey, 84 Idaho facts and weird laws.
We kind of already went down that road.
We're going down that road. Let's see. Yeah, I should have done a little bit more. What do you got over there?
The Hercules moth.
We're not even looking up Idaho anymore.
We gave up. That sucker.
That thing is huge. Holy crap. Yeah,
it's covering both this guy's hands.
Yeah. Well, that one also has weird.
Yeah. There's a lot of different kinds. Citheroma splendens.
Wow. Here's Idaho is the home to some of the world's endangered animal species. Grizzly bears, the North American lynx, and the gray wolf all live out there. Yeah.
Huh.
He's just wild. So that's awesome. Official state animals are the cutthroat trout, mountain bluebird, monarch butterfly, Appaloosa horse, peregrine falcon. Never heard of it.
Nope.
About 100 bears live in Idaho. They occupy Cabinet Yak, Selkirk, Selway Bitterroth, and, of course, Yellowstone National Park.
Yellowstone is pretty freaking big, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't that like Idaho and Montana?
I think the mass majority of that park is in
Montana.
Yeah. Apparently the federal government owns like a bunch of lands throughout central Idaho. I don't know why. I don't know what they do there. And there's over 100 woodland caribou. Gross. Western rattlesnake, wolverines, and big sheep. Rattlesnake.
Why would big sheep be in with that list?
I don't know. Rattlesnake, wolverines, and then the killer big sheep.
Big sheeps. All woolly.
Pygmy rabbit is the smallest rabbit. It's endangered and native to Idaho. Now you know.
Now we know.
All right. Well, let's put this damn thing to bed, huh? What do you think?
Yeah. We're going to prepare next time.
Well, we always say that. We never really.
We might not.
No, I don't know, dude. I prepared a lot. I knew a ton about the O.J. Simpson stuff. I mean.
We're going to prepare, and you can believe that about as much as you can the government. Okay? All right.
About what?
I said you can believe what I say about as much as you can the government when I say that.
Oh.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, I say we do. I say that I'll give you that case. And then so this time, instead of me telling you a story and me doing all the stuff, we'll both do a little research on this chief. He was a police chief. And I just saw the story this morning. And we'll do the research on that one. So then that way we both can tell the story. We can maybe... and we'll go through it. So anyways, that'll be our next one. Let's do that one.
Find it for me tonight, and I will watch it tonight.
Yes.
While you're at the movie, so I'll make Jackson watch it with me.
Yeah, that'll be good. Yeah. All right, so we'll run through that. Don't forget to go check out, our Taco Bell Strangler stuff. Re-listen to that episode, and then do everything that we told you to on our social media, because we need to get this Taco Bell gift card given away. Otherwise, right now, only one person's done it. And that is perfectly fine with me, Mr. Mattson. I'll give you this damn gift card. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
But if everybody else wants to go on, like everything, and then, you know what? Maybe when we do the next one, we'll try to have a guest with us. I think it's time that we start trying to bring in some guests and try to have their people listening with us. So if Garcia, if you're listening to this, get a hold of me. Let's try to do Garcia on the next episode as our guest.
Let's do it.
And then, sounds great. Yeah, let's put her down. All right.
Till next time.
Thank you guys for listening. Social media, go do all of the stuff. We want to give this Taco Bell gift card to you. Also, Garcia, goddammit, you know that this beef jerky's on its way. All right, don't get all crazy about it. Yeah.
Quit being so pushy about it.
I know. Jesus, it's only been like 3 months. Knock it off already. So
actually, it was last year. It's like we're literally almost 5 months into this year. That's almost.
Oh, see, Seth is sounding just like Garcia now. All right, we got this. All right, so we're coming for it. But thank you guys for tuning in. I thought that we could stretch some of these out a little bit. Hopefully, you enjoyed it still. But the next one's going to be really good, so we'll do that. Thank you, guys.